The Sin of Nadab and Abihu. This chapter is based on Leviticus 10, verse 1 to 11. After the dedication of the tabernacle, the priests were consecrated for their sacred work. These services lasted 7 days, and on the 8th day, Aaron offered the sacrifices that God required. All had been done as God commanded, and he revealed his glory in a dramatic way. Fire came and burned up the offering on the altar. Altogether, the people raised a shout of praise and worship and fell on their faces. But soon after this, a terrible tragedy happened to the family of Aaron, the high priest. 2 of his sons each took his censer and burned fragrant incense before the Lord. But they disobeyed God's command by using profane fire. They took common fire, lit by man, instead of the sacred fire that God himself had provided. For this sin, fire from the Lord devoured them in the sight of the people. Next to Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu had the highest position in Israel. They had been especially honored by the Lord, having been permitted with the 70 elders to see his glory on the mountain. All this made their sin more serious. If people have received great light, if, like the princes of Israel, they have ascended the mountain and been privileged to have communion with God in the light of his glory, they should not think that they can sin with no consequences, that God will not be strict to punish their wickedness. Great privileges require goodness and holiness that correspond to the light given. Great blessings never give permission to sin. Nadab and Abihu had not been trained to use self-control. Their father's gentle disposition had led him to neglect to discipline his children. He had permitted his sons to follow whatever they wanted. Habits of self-indulgence became so powerful over them that even the responsibility of the most sacred work did not have power to break. They had not been taught to respect their father, and they did not realize the need of exact obedience to the requirements of God. Aaron's mistaken indulgence of his sons prepared them to become the receivers of divine judgment. Partial obedience not acceptable. God cannot accept partial obedience. It was not enough that in this solemn worship, nearly everything was done as he had directed. No one should deceive himself with the belief that any of God's commandments are not necessary, or that he will accept a substitute for what he has required. There is no command that God has placed in his word that we may obey or disobey as we choose and not suffer the consequences. Moses said to Aaron and to Eleazar and Ithamar his sons, "Do not uncover your heads nor tear your clothes lest you die, for the anointing oil of the Lord is upon you." The great leader reminded his brother of the words of God, "Before all the people, I must be glorified." Aaron was silent. The death of his sons in so terrible a sin that he now saw to be the result of his own neglect of duty, twisted the father's heart with anguish. But he must not, by any show of grief, seem to sympathize with sin. The congregation must not be led to find fault with God. The Lord wanted to teach his people to recognize and accept the fairness of his corrections, so that others might respect him. God rebukes that false sympathy for the sinner that tries to excuse sin. Those who do wrong do not realize the enormity of transgression, and without the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, they remain partially blind to their sin. It is the duty of Christ's servants to show these erring ones their danger. Many have lost because of false and deceptive sympathy. Nadab and Abihu would never have committed that fatal sin if they had not first become partially drunk by freely using wine. They were disqualified for their holy work by their intemperance. Their minds became confused and their moral senses dulled so that they could not tell the difference between the sacred and the common. God gave the warning to Aaron and his surviving sons, "Do not drink when you go into the tabernacle of meeting, lest you die." The use of alcoholic drinks prevents people from realizing the sacredness of holy things or the permanent authority of God's requirements. All who were in positions of responsibility were to maintain strict temperance so that their minds might be clear to know the difference between right and wrong.
The same obligation rests on every follower of Christ.
You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. When alcoholic drinks are used, the same effects will follow as in the case of those priests of Israel. The conscience will lose its sensitivity to sin, and a hardening will take place, till the difference between the common and the sacred will not seem important. Therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. The solemn and fearful warning is addressed to the Church of Christ in all ages. If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 17.